sneaking up on you.
Does it seem to be an amount?
Well, we don't really have that because you got to run these things through numbers and numbers and numbers, you know, and these computers aren't as quick as you think they are. But we are at the territory. I mean, how many milestones are going to be created or hoops? That's a very significant number for us. Because another thing, that doesn't even use the so-called rainy day fund, even though it's drenching. That's a concession beyond the beyond. We've also been doing a two-year budget. My goodness gracious. How nice can you be?
To be clear, you guys are not willing to support any additional education funding cut.
Well, let me just say this. Once you hit some level, you just can't make it. That's just our number one constitutional responsibility. But there's other ways of adjusting and tweaking and creating, but education is our primary constitutional responsibility, and I don't think we need to cut that anymore.
And you have about a 4% overall increase for K-12?
I can't really tell you that number right now, but it would be absolutely wonderful if we do, but I know we are we managed to pull the real number that counts is the school formula operating, and that's what makes or breaks you, and that's not 4%. There are certainly other factors that they build that up to be, but that's some when you include all the other special factors like special education and things like that, and then lump that all together. But those are things that are what we call very almost emergency ingredients into the school situation. But it's the average of the school formula is more in the 2% or range or something down there.
Annual?
Well, approximately in that area, but it's being adjusted as we speak, tweaked, and we just don't want to have any big losers. And we have, at this point, we have managed to have minor reductions, if at all. And we have, I think, minor increases. And it's pretty good in tough times like this.
So are you looking for these tweaks, and are you looking for things within education or in other
all
parts
over,
of the budget?
All over.
And so how far apart would you say you are at this point?
Now, if you talk about the balance, I think we're about there. And the balance seemed to be the all-important thing, except that balance seems to be, that wire seems to get thinner and thinner as we try to, but as long as we can keep the definition of reserves somewhat stable, we can achieve it. But if tomorrow it's another higher number, then obviously there's someone somewhere that wants a special session really bad.
Logistically, how soon do you know, the Senate has this 24-hour rule they talk about. How soon do you need to have something finalized, get everything printed?
Well, I don't know. You know, we have already put on the Internet what we thought we had an agreement to. And so people, shuckins, 36 hours of notice, because it's not going to change that much. I mean, there's slight adjustments. So I think we saw that 24 and raised it 12 already.
You think this budget will survive a governor's veto?
There's only one person that knows that, and he's on the second floor.
Well, but, I'm happy to take your insight.
Well, I think if we're over the 1.3 and maybe a little higher than that, that he would be spending a lot more money just forcing a special session than he would if we just accepted it. Because remember, the governor has the power to do some adjustment, too.
Do you think that you were going to have to pass the budget and unemployment insurance with only Democrat votes?
Well, you know what? My good friend David Long doesn't think that should be, and sometimes we agree, and I think that's a time we agree. So I think that's to be seen. We might ask the governor for a little help on that one. Surely he wants an unemployment bill, and surely he wants a budget. I know if I was governor, I would, just for an insight.
But I thought he wants a special session.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I think, it depends. If he signs both those bills, if we get him there, and he helps us get him there, he's not been real helpful on the budget, as you know, setting these high wire acts. But, I mean, that's something I'm ruminating about. deliberating. He may want a special session. I use the way may. It's in the realm of possibility that he wants one.
You've done something.
He gets lonely here, I guess.
What about the Capital Improvement Board?
Yeah, how are those going?
Well, I think you ought to ask somebody that...
cares?
No. I haven't gone there. I have not gone there yet. You ought to ask somebody that's more directly involved in the care and feeding of that group. And I think you got five people directly involved. You might want to ask the mayor how he's doing, what he's promoting, the city council, you might want to ask them. The governor, you know, he's got that enormous edifice that he sort of took control over. It costs $25 million more a year than we thought it would. So there's probably four people that can give you a better insight, direction, and maybe some lead on that. As for me, I got the UI and the budget, and that's a heck of a load.
What are the prospects for reaching a budget agreement tonight?
Pardon me?
What are the prospects for reaching a budget agreement tonight?
Boy, you guys love this stuff. You must read.
It's the editors.
It's, you know what I think they're. They go to the
track. My editor wants to know.
Do they go to the track? <You're>, yeah. That's a good one. I don't know. I don't want to encourage gambling. You might go put bets on it if I gave you some odds. I think we are making progress, and we're reviewing the situation minute by minute. I can just say we're going to continue to work to get there.
Do you think that you are closer with the Senate Republicans in the legislature as with the governor?
I would absolutely say that. So, thank you. But we're getting closer because we're getting to that reserve number.
Okay.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker.